when we're joined by the CEO of the Australian Age of Dinosaurs, Brant Basson.
Hello, Nicole. Nice to be with you.
Welcome to the program. Now, it's also welcome to Winton for you.
Oh, it is indeed. It is indeed. I'm a city boy. So I'm just in the middle of moving out to Winton, and I've only been with the group for 1 month, and most of that time I've spent away from Winton, actually.
So what was it, what is it about dinosaurs that's drawn you out to the Central West?
Oh, I've always loved dinosaurs. I'm a scientist at heart, and when you're a kid, one of the things that draws you to science is dinosaurs. I think between space travel and dinosaurs, that's all you really need as a kid to get into science, isn't it?
It's that great, those two great topics that let the imagination go crazy, aren't they? Now, just tell us a little bit. We won't expect too much because you're only new on the ground, but what are your plans for this site and for the Age of Dinosaurs?
Well, Australia and dinosaurs haven't really gone together until now. I mean, as you've probably heard from other people speaking before me, when you think of dinosaurs, you think of America, you think of other countries around the world, you don't think of Australia. And this is now a fantastic opportunity to change all of that around. And we have huge dinosaurs, and we've got them on display here today. So it's a whole new, it's a new age for Australia in terms of dinosaurs.
The fact that we are out here in the West, we're away from the coast, we're away from the big museums and universities, is that going to present a challenge?
Look, I think I originally was a bit sceptical about that, I must admit, because I'm from the city, and this seems to me to be a long way away. But I've kind of got my head around that now. You do have to make a little bit of an effort to get here. That's true. But when you get here, what you've got is a museum site that's like nothing else you've ever seen. You've got an amazing environment. We're very, very fortunate to have a museum site that is unique and is very beautiful in itself. So it's a destination in itself. And it's surprising, you know, the people that I've spoken to that I know it surprises me how many people know about Winton and have been through Winton. And there's a huge traffic coming up through this part of the world anyway, so we can certainly capitalise on that.
How important, David Elliott, the chairman, was speaking before the news, and he touched a bit on the tourist side of things. How important is that going to be for the success of the very big and grand plans in the long term?
Oh, I think tourism is important. I mean, we didn't set this up, and certainly I don't view this project as being a tourist attraction. To me, it's a scientific institution, really. We're here to make discoveries and bring those discoveries to the world, and part of that, of course, will be the tourism aspect. We need tourism also, not just to obviously that's the end point, you discover these wonderful dinosaurs and you have to show them to people, obviously, but of course we also require, you know, obviously there's cash flow issues, we do have to put bread on the table, Yeah, I've lost the question there. Sorry.
That's right. Happens to me all the time. We're just chatting about tourism and the Australian Age of Dinosaurs. We've also got here with you Trish Sloan. And Trish, that's where you come in, isn't it? You're going to be doing a bit of the guiding side of things.
Yes, that's probably one of my favourite parts, apart from actually preparing the dinosaur fossils as well, yep.
So tell us a little bit about your background. What qualifies someone to be a tour guide for creatures that we know very little about?
I think I got the dinosaur fever when I was a site guide at Lark Quarry at the Dinosaur Stampede, 110 kilometres southwest of Winton. And I then became involved in the digs, which made my fever get a little bit higher. And I've been in contact with Dave and Judy for many years and been the cook for many years. And Scott Hocknell, who's done all the science work behind this, he's helped me. I've learnt from them. I've learnt from Dave and Judy. I've learnt from everyone I work with. And that's how I become now, to educate the people who come to visit us.
Were you a bit of a science nut or a dinosaur? Were you interested in dinosaurs as a young person? Or is this something that you've had your eyes open to?
Yes, I was always collecting rocks as a child, telling my parents that, you know, this could be a dinosaur. It was just something I always did, and I've travelled the world and I've collected a rock from every place around the world. I don't know why, it's just something I do, and now I've got rocks with bones in them, and it's fabulous.
Now, the it's well known that it's grey nomads are a large component of the travellers who come through the West. They're not the only ones, but they do take up a large component. How does that affect how you're going to deliver your tours or the way you deliver the information?
Yeah, I think the only thing, delivering the information is easy, I suppose, if you're working within the industry all the time. The only thing that we have to respect is that people have religious or cultural or spiritual beliefs that might not agree with our science methods. If people have that, that makes life a little bit difficult to interpret. However, we respect that, and as long as we acknowledge that, they go along with it. And that's probably the hardest bit.
And when you're planning to do your tours, or when you chat to people coming through and wanting to have a look, what's your favourite dinosaur fact or story? What's the one that when you tell children it really blows their mind?
I think what I love talking about the most is the pit that we're working in now, where Matilda and Bando actually found. It's one of the most concentrated pits that we're bringing up these fossils with, and it's two dinosaurs that have died there, and we found them there 95 million years later. And it's the kids are like, wow. And and you get them all excited, and now we'll be able to tell them exactly what they are, which is fantastic, and you involve the children into it, and it's good fun.
Now, before I let you go, you've got a wonderful little lizard-like necklace on, and I know that you've got a lizard very dear to your heart. Is that because it's the closest thing you can get to a dinosaur?
It's probably right, yes. I originally wanted snakes, but no one will visit me. So Jacko was my next pet in line, and he's wonderful. And it's good because now I can actually refer to him as a modern-day animal that has similar bones to the theropod.
Now, tell us exactly who Jacko is.
Jacko is my seven-month-old central bearded dragon.
And will he be coming on some of the tours with you?
Oh, yeah, he'll have to sit on my shoulder, I'm sure. You've got to give him a run.
Thanks very much. It's Trish Sloan. She's one of the employees out here at the Australian Age of Dinosaurs.